For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You and I have agreed on one thing the Chiefs have done. Each of the last time, like the last time they got their ass kicked in a Super Bowl, they made some big time adjustments and went all out trying to solve their offensive line problems. The last time, it was way more drastic than this time, where they actually let go of a better offensive lineman. They did franchise tag Trey Smith, and now we're just kind of waiting to see what they do at the tackle. And they signed Gio Moore to a small deal, and now we're waiting to see what they do at maybe guard or some of the other positions, backup tackle, whatever. I was thinking more about it, and this is going to come off as a criticism. I guess it's meant to be at least a little, not like overly critical, but to the point. Am I allowed to be annoyed that the same Achilles heel has popped up each of the times they've gotten their ass kicked in a Super Bowl or a postseason run? Why is it that the only problem, the only thing that completely holds them back from winning a Super Bowl is the offensive line? They had bad, bad wide receivers 2 years ago and still won the Super Bowl. They didn't have anyone over 850 yards receiving in the wide receiver unit and still won a Super Bowl. They had, I guess, the defense in year one with Mahomes, year one, like the very first year, Brett Veach was the general manager. I could make the argument that that was the real reason they lost, not the offensive line. The rest of the time, it seems like they've had a consistent Achilles heel, and it's the offensive line. Like, at some point, I kind of want you to just, like, you know, like, sacrifice other versions of the team in order to, like, protect your quarterback, I guess.
Yeah, it's come up. It's been an issue for this regime. Now, I would say, much like how we've talked about, you know, making the effort to do it until you actually do it, nobody is going to, you know, give you credit for it, right? They have multiple times tried to fix it. It's not like they haven't solved
it. It's not even like a cheap fix now, unfortunately.
It is very difficult. It is very difficult to find a long-term answer at left tackle. When you are, I'll say, we feel like we're deja vu from yesterday. When you're picking 28 to 32, it's very difficult to do that. Now, last year was a second round.
They went for Trent Williams a couple of years ago. They came up short, but they tried.
And they traded for Orlando Brown Jr. instead.
They should have just signed Orlando Brown Jr.
I swear we had a conversation about this.
Oh, we did. We absolutely. We said it could be worse.
At the time, for everybody that was upset with Orlando Brown Jr.'s play, we're like, you think it can't get any worse? You sure? How many of you would have liked Orlando Brown Jr. as your left tackle last season? I think all of us would have said yes. So it's one of those things where sometimes you don't realize it can in fact get worse. I'm with you though that, of course, it has been an issue they have not found a long-term solution at, is left tackle.
If it's hard to find it at 28, shouldn't you just be doing anything you can to trade with a team for one? Like, if what you're acknowledging is true, and I'm not saying it's not, it is very difficult to find a tackle specifically. I think in other positions, we can make less of an excuse, but a tackle specifically, it's very tough.
Patrick Mahomes and this organization can mask a wide receiver room that's ineffective. He can mask a running game that's not effective. Left tackles, a turnstile at times, can't do much about it. Can't really do a whole lot about that within reason. And you have an injury risk involved there as well. And then if you also have the right side that, well, it's not as bad as the left, your right tackle still isn't exactly Mr. Consistent, even though I do think he got better throughout last season. But this will be his last year in Kansas City. I'm talking about Juwan Taylor, obviously. So I hear you. I think the one thing I'll push back from this past Super Bowl, yes, the O-line was a huge reason.
Yeah, they got wrecked.
I also think when you get beat that badly, it's also because you had nobody getting open. So what I'm getting at is the skill position players on the team also problematic in the Super Bowl and last year. As much as everybody easily is going to go say left tackle, left tackle, left tackle, and no doubt it was, I think it also has to be some of, hey, Travis Kelce wasn't getting open. Xavier Worthy until the fourth quarter wasn't a factor. Hollywood Brown wasn't a factor. Obviously, Rashee Rice was already hurt, but you get what I'm saying. It's like their skill position players were non-factors in that game as well. Yeah, the O-line contributes to some of that, but that tells you why that we all think they needed to get more explosive at running back and at other positions this offseason.
Can you cover? I guess that's really the question here. And this is where I'm talking about, like, I'll take the sacrifices in order to be a better team on the offensive line, because I've always been convinced and not really gotten much of an opportunity because the Chiefs have not had a fully elite level offensive line all together at the same time, except if you go back to probably when it was Fisher, Schwartz, and a really good interior. They were probably like one of the five best-ish offensive lines probably during that stretch. Mm-hmm. Part of me thinks you can cover all of those issues. Like what you're saying, the lack of speed, the lack of explosiveness, if he can stand upright. And like, I'm just convinced. And like, we haven't had a chance in years to explore that possibility. The Orlando Brown, they were probably closer, and they were a really good offense during that time. They were one of the better offenses.
Because we all watched the Bucs Super Bowl. Mahomes was running for his life in that one. This one against the Eagles.
And that was more injury related.
This one against the Eagles, there was just flat out nothing there. Like,
they couldn't block.
He didn't have to run for his life. He didn't have time to try to run for his life, right? The play was over immediately. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I guess part of the reason I'm asking this, and like what we see they do in this draft is, and what they do in a trade or anything else, is that considering the fact that their offensive line got manhandled, this doesn't exactly feel like an aggressive approach to fix this, does it? Anyone feel like the Chiefs have been crazy aggressive in their approach to fix their offensive line? Same right guard, same center, same right tackle, worse at left guard, and a relative unknown at left tackle. Not a total unknown, but like better at left tackle, but to what degree? Worse at left guard, to what degree? We don't know. Like, I'm just saying they haven't taken the most aggressive line to fix the offensive line yet.
I hear you, but once I feel like this again.
Hey, what was the other options available to
them? Well, no, I was going to say,
year,
like,
it's a very particular.
You said, what
staff
have they done? And then you started by listing off the good things about the O-line. Like, of course they weren't going to adjust center. Already pretty darn good. Yeah. Of course they weren't going to adjust right guard. Yeah. Right tackle, they're just stuck, right? Yeah. They're stuck. So really, we're talking about left guard and left tackle, and I agree, right? Left guard is not going to be as good as last year. It just won't. Now, can it be at the level that it was at least when Mike Caliendo was playing it? Well, Mike Caliendo might be the starting left guard this year. Maybe it's Kingsley. We just don't know. They're going to compete. We talked about that already towards the beginning of the show. Andy Reid mentioning that will be one of the camp battles, it looks like, up in St. Joe. Left tackle, of course. Jalen Moore, there's a chance he's better. There's a chance, but it's a wild card right now because we haven't seen a ton of playing time from him. He was behind Trent Williams. Is there a chance that he's an upgrade? Sure. We just don't know.
I think part of it is just like it was a really tough year. So I'm trying to parse that because it wasn't a good year to try to replace your left tackle.
I still believe in free agency of who was actually available. To me, they actually did pretty damn good. Ronnie Staley was never available. What's the guy that signed with Tennessee we were talking about? He got overpaid. Dan Moore, thank you, out of Pittsburgh.
They should have paid Ronnie Staley more than the Ravens
overpaid
did.
Him.
Reportedly, they were on same par.
So Dan Moore got overpaid, I believe. That'll be a problem for the Titans and Mike Borgonzi down the road. But nobody will care if they get Cam Ward, right? It won't matter.
They got to try to keep Cam Ward off his ass for a year, so I don't blame him for doing it.
And then
really
in the draft, let's see what happens on Thursday. I mean, if they do trade up like everybody's been predicting and they get Simmons, then they clearly devoted resources. Now,
one of the more aggressive lines.
With that is once again a 2026 thing where they could go into 2026 with Jalen Moore, Josh Simmons, Wani Moore / somebody else all competing for left and right tackle. That gives them more options than they actually had this year.
To your point on the draft, real quick, Drew, like to your point on the draft, this is, I guess my point is not even like I'm that upset. It's just they are at some point, because of the thing that we know, that they can't easily find a tackle at 31, going to need to take a much more aggressive line, as in multiple first round picks for somebody else's left guard, going for the Tunsil route, like other teams have done a couple of times over, not necessarily this year, but you understand what I mean. Like, they're going to have to take a more aggressive line. And that might be trading up for Simmons. That might be the more aggressive line. They could go for it now. But at some point, it does kind of feels like they're going to be forced into that decision one way or the other.
What would you rather have? So I think this is, for whatever reason, it's reminding me of, I know you aren't going to like the comp, but the Bengals situation do we take, I forget the tackle out of Oregon, who's down the Lions now.
Josh Connerly?
No.
Harmon?
No, whoever the Lions drafted it.
They'll already draft Penei Sewell.
Yeah, Penei Sewell.
Okay, well, it was Sewell or Chase. That was the conversation. It gives a little bit of shades of that where if Luther Burden's available, let's say Luther Burden's available, Josh Simmons is available.
Fans are going to want Burden. I actually think Simmons in that spot would make sense.
If those are the only two picks I have available to me, I should take Simmons.
Well, that's what I'm asking, is because we talked about weapons and potentially lack thereof. And yes, they ran it back, but in a way, running it back, a lot of people maybe aren't satisfied by that based on what they did. But again, Hollywood Brown injured, Rashee Rice injured. Hollywood Brown was back, but it was a non-factor. Right. Would you rather take Burden to secure the extra weapon for Mahomes and deal with the tackle question or get the tackle? Even because both of them, I think, are in a way kind of 2026 things, because even if you take Burden, you have Rice, you have Worthy, you have Brown. He'd be wide receiver four to start out probably. And then Simmons, of course, would be the back or whatever, whoever you take would be the backup.
My guess is majority of fans, especially Missouri Tiger fans that are Chiefs fans as well, will say Burden. And I get it, right? I get it. Plus, we just had a discussion. Skill position players are fun, flashy, sexy, all of the above. Josh Simmons would be the better pick in that exact hypothetical where it's between those two at 31 as well. In this hypothetical, they're not even trading up. They're just, they're both on the board at 31. And Simmons, even though, yes, Simmons is not helping you in 2025, but man, he could change everything for 5 years after. He might be one of the few legit left tackle options to give you an option where we're not having this conversation every single year. Then Jalen Moore can play right tackle in 2026.
I still think he's going like 19, but Drew, like this goes back. I don't say some things just to get a rise of you, but this goes back to like what I said about Cincinnati. I do actually subscribe to the notion that is, if you're an elite level quarterback, there is a limit of like, I don't have to supply you you don't need five Randy Mosses to be successful. I will give you an offensive line, and then you got to make the rest of these things work. Like, you got to make the Juju Smith-Schusters, you got to make the McCole Hardmans, you got to make the like run-of-the-mill guys work sometimes inside your offensive system, just as long as we keep you from falling down. And I guess, in that case, I would rather do it.
There is a way that I think there is a one or the other situation where the Bengals chose to do the wide receivers and the offensive line has still kind of been hampered in a way where the Chiefs, do you take offensive line and let Mahomes do his thing with the wide receivers? Or based on how the offense has looked over the last 2 years, do you take that wide receiver and make sure that you got every single possible weapon that elevates your offense as much as it can, even if it means...
Tougher selling this year, too, because I feel like they have a lot of weapons other than running back.
Right, I think, which is the interesting part of the conversation, is them running it back with who they had last year.
The player with the bigger chance to shift your entire five-year plan, if you will, is taking the tackle, not the wide receiver. If I screw up on wide receiver, I can find one much easier, as we clearly have seen them do.
I've seen them win a Super Bowl with
tackle.
Almost no one at wide receiver they trusted.
Yeah, so you can find a wide receiver at pick. If the Chiefs are picking 29 next year or 32 next year or something, I can find a wide receiver next year at 29 to 32. Yeah. We're going to be having same conversation next year if they're picking 28 to 32 and they're looking for a long-term answer at tackle. We're going to have the exact same convo. Well, this guy, I don't know if you can get a starting left tackle at 28 to 30. There's not going to be a year in most, I would say, 9 out of 10 seasons where they're at 28 to 32.
I can't even think of the 10th season where somebody was like, you know what I see? Seven starting left tackles this year in the draft.
I don't know how often you're ever going to pick 28 to 32 and say, oh, we can just stand pat and find our long-term answer. This year, there's maybe a remote chance with Simmons, although I'm with you. I don't think he'll be there at 31, and that's why everybody's talking about them trading up. But the only reason why there's a chance with him is because he's basically going to have to redshirt a year due to the injury that he had at Ohio State last year.